KLGR News Director Joshua Dixon. Suppose you were responsible for running an organization that's all about personal interaction. A business, a church, a civic organization, a school, a youth group. And then a pandemic comes through that forces you and the participants to all stay home and only interact over the internet. Christopher Schmitz, Redwood Falls Youth for Christ Director, is facing that situation right now. He said this week that at first the Youth for Christ and Campus Life kids seemed to be excited about the stay-at-home orders, but that reality has been setting in. KLGR spoke with Schmitz about how he's working to keep children and teens motivated until the order to reopen is given, and how everyone really, really, really hopes the traditional summer Bible study campfires get set to go this year. So Youth for Christ, almost by definition, is a group activity, right?
Kind of our flagship program, the thing that we're really well known for, is Campus Life, although most kids just call what we do, oh, it's YFC.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
But the program name that we usually have, especially for our junior hires, is called Campus Life. And got a lot of big group activity games, everything from, the game that most of our kids would remember and really love, a fun little game called Trash Can of Doom, where mm-hmm. you hold hands. It's almost like Ring Around the Rosie, but you're trying to get somebody to touch the trash can, because if you touch the trash can, you're out, and then it just, the game continues. So fun big group games like that, and then there's always a snack and a short lesson.
The go-karts.
Yeah, go-karts.
And the paint.
Yeah, paint war.
Paint war. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, just a ton of things. And
after-school activities every week.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
So obviously life is different right now, and so how are you and how are the Campus Life and Youth for Christ kids dealing with all of this right now?
You know, I think we're all just trying to get through this period. We're still meeting, but everything that we're doing is digitally. And I was talking with some friends the other day, and I was like, there's a lot of people like, you know, you could probably still get together, you know, in small groups as long as you don't break, you know, that 5 or 6 person you know, limit that we have. And I'm like, yeah, I'm not typically somebody that is afraid of things by nature. My nature would just say, let's go out and meet. We'll do 5 kids. Let's go do a campfire and talk or something. But we are a national, actually an international association. And so we get some of our best practices and our requirements from the top down, from the national level. And we have a no face-to-face contact restriction
sort of
in
a
place.
Directive from above.
Yeah So we're not actually able to meet. In fact, I know it just broke my heart early in about the second week of the lockdown here, and I had some kids. I was in my office doing some work, and some kids dropped in because there's no school, and I'm like, guys, I really want to hang out, but I have to ask you to leave. I have orders from the top down. I can't meet with you face to face. We're doing a Zoom call later. So we're actually playing a lot of cool, fun games. Very similar to, we're obviously not holding hands and trying to push each other into a trash can.
Mm-hmm, right.
No dodgeballs are being thrown here, but
virtual dodgeballs. You'll have.
Yeah, kind of. We've got some neat games out there. I know Jackbox TV makes a lot of these fun party games. So different things, whether it's trivia games, or there's some things that are very similar to like Pictionary. There's a fun one out there we've been doing called Drawful, where everybody gets a little clue and they have to draw it on their smartphone. And mm-hmm. most kids have a smartphone. I mean,
right.
they're more tech savvy than any of us are.
Right.
And so we're still doing a lot of fun things and able to meet.
Are you having regularly scheduled meetings? If somebody wanted to just drop in on one of your, say, Zoom meetings or
yeah.
something, could they do that?
Yeah, they
and
could.
And how would they do that?
So if they were to contact me and get the link, and I usually post the link on our Facebook site.
Okay.
If you are one of our kids, every week I send out a link. It's the same link every week, but it's very easy to forget sometimes as a kid what that actual link is. But and of course, we welcome parents to stop in and see what it is that we're doing. A little smaller groups than normal. I know screen burnout is a real thing. People are just fatigued with doing another online thing.
Mm-hmm.
I think kids were very excited at the get-go. Like, oh, everything is online. I can stay home. And now I think they're, you know, especially with the full course load. I have kids. I think my kids feel like they're doing more work now than they were sitting in a class. And part of it's just because it's different.
So this is, I assume, going to keep continuing until the governor gives an order, or are you waiting from a top-down directive from the Youth for Christ organization before you can actually open up and interact with people again?
Yeah, so my hope is that we're going to continue doing doing these Zoom meetings, doing these get-togethers, and there is a lot of great things that we have picked out with harnessing the power of things like Zoom. And some of those things we may continue
to do. I was about to say, what have you learned from this whole experience?
Oh, there's so many things. But I'll get back to we can come back to that.
Okay,
As soon as we have the kind of the this tiered level of being able to open up, you know, I'm hoping that we can start getting together in groups of five or six within the next couple of weeks. And that's going to depend on what I'm told from the national level. And hopefully that's going to corroborate with what we're hearing from our state governor so that we can slowly start to open up and start to get together. I'd love to we used to do this thing called the Bonfire Bible Study, and that was a thing that we did through the summers. And it was usually, you know, between 5 and 12 kids, so we probably have to kind of limit it, maybe do a couple of them on a different day depending on when kids come, so kind of a small group model. And it was just always been a really good time. And kids, that's one of the things that kids often will talk about now that they're in college. Like, man, do you guys still do the Bonfire Bible Study? We love doing that. That and our small group gaming stuff that we've been doing on Wednesdays in the past, too, hoping to really use that. So we have some of these systems and things in place. And right now we just need the excitement and enthusiasm to come back up because – with this screen burning, I'm feeling that too. Just like, you know, by the time 2 o'clock rolls around, I'm like, I'm just done. I need to go outside.
Of us are in that place right now.
Yeah, and it's adults, it's kids. So, you know, if you've got a kid, definitely encourage them to get involved because being able to see a friendly face, even if it's digitally, and actually discuss with them because. So my wife is a teacher, and she's like, I have all the power now. I can mute everybody. And now none of the kids can talk and interrupt, which is great, but also means that kids can't interact with each
mm-hmm.
other.
Yeah, that's the other half of it.
Yeah, so they're having a lot of just isolation problems. We're seeing a lot of issues just with mental health, with teenagers, with adults, just with the isolation. So
yeah, that's a really good topic. Do you want to go into that? What have you been hearing from the Youth for Christ kids that you've been interacting with in terms of how they're dealing with this and all the stresses?
I've heard some from them, but the loudest thing that I'm hearing is silence. It's when we first started in the first couple of weeks, we had, you know, larger groups, and then it's kind of trickled down into just a couple of kids that are hopping on to meet with us. And we're texting, and they'll text back, and they'll respond to me. But our numbers are just coming down because it's that screen fatigue. It's just not having the ambition and the energy to come out for something else. And I mean, I'm not a mental health expert, but I know some of those things are warning signs of depression.
Mm-hmm, right.
And it's not just that you're tired. It's something else entirely. It just feels like you're tired. And that's symptomatic of just that isolation, that loneliness that we feel, which is weird because you would think, well, go out and be with people then. But we just can't because of that symptom. It's hard mm-hmm, to get out mm-hmm. and to connect because you don't have – you've just lost the drive.
The activities go on generally through the summer with the school year being ended prematurely. How are your summer activities looking at this point? I mean, are you hoping you can swing back into what you normally do during a summer?
I have no idea what the summer's going to look like. It's wild. So I'm hoping that I can really interact more closely with kids as we come up through May, through the graduation period, and that we can start, like I said, some kind of a tiered small group system mm-hmm. so that we can really connect deeper, maybe better than connect deeper instead of connecting broader. And a lot of times, you know, because we're always concerned about numbers, we got to keep numbers up because you know, as a nonprofit, we like to tell people we've met. You know, we met with, we've got 60 kids on our roster, so we meet with.
Right.
But you also know that you need to meet needs. And if you connect at the surface, like, you know, I'm a big Lord of the Rings fan, you know, feel a little bit like Bilbo, like too little butter spread across too much bread.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so there is something to be said for going deeper with kids and being able to really meet their needs and find out who they are. and let them share that, and then of course share in return who God sees them as. And I mean, that's one of my favorite things to do, is be able to discuss that and build value and worth into teens. So I would love to really connect and key in with anybody, but knowing, given the trajectory, that probably means it's going to be a smaller group this summer, and I have no idea what that's going to look like.
So you're basically in the same situation all the rest of us are, is just making it up day by day.
Yeah, that's pretty much it. Mm-hmm. And I know we've got some plans. We've had a lot of great collaboration in the past. Groups like Big Buddies, who've joined us before for like go-karts and things like that with their older level right. kids. Mm-hmm. So we're hoping that we can really come together with another community plan as we're moving forward. But right now there's so much uncertainty. If we made a plan, We'd have to scrap it and start again in a week anyway.
48 hours later, you'd be coming up with a plan B and a plan C. And,
yep.
Okay, if people want to get in touch with you to get more information, how can they do that?
YFCMinnesota.com. Minnesota spelled out. They can also find me on Facebook. Redwood Falls YFC, I believe, is the name. Facebook.com/Redwood Falls YFC. Or just search for Redwood Falls Youth for Christ on Facebook, and you'll find us that way.
Okay, very good. Thank you.
All right, thank you.